what I've said from the beginning, is that the truth will come out. Everyone will know what the truth is.
Williamsville School Superintendent Scott Martzloff says the school district received a recommendation Monday on the 3020A hearing against Dr. Kim Kirsch. It said the district had just cause to fire her. She was placed on paid administrative leave in 2014, accused of insubordination, misconduct, and other charges. Kirsch accused the superintendent of abuse of power, but when she was placed on leave, she also made claims that there was retaliation for speaking out against him. WBFO News asked Martzloff about these accusations against him.
And Superintendent, she had brought claims against you of abuse of power. How do you respond to that as the leader of the district?
Well, the way I respond to that is the way the neutral hearing officer responded to it, which is he rejected those claims. He rejected her claims of retaliation in a number of places in his written decision. That basically she's guilty of the charges, and I have done nothing wrong in terms of any sort of misconduct or breach of ethics or breaking the law or anything of that nature. And it's unfortunate that I've been misportrayed this way by the teachers' union leadership for almost 3 years now.
The superintendent tells WBFO he feels vindicated. The hearing officer's ruling found Kirsch guilty of 103 of the 113 charges against her. The Williamsville Teachers Union had filed a no-confidence vote against the superintendent after the initial actions against Kirsch. But Martzloff tells us he's hoping to move forward with the union and begin to heal that divide.
And I think it's time for them to review this decision by the neutral hearing officer and come to a determination that perhaps they were misguided in their thinking at the time, and that we look to move forward and work together in a positive fashion, as we should.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.